Golf Bravo 4 Sierra Lima Sierra. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station. I have you loud and clear. I'll be over. Thank you, Joseph. That's a great question. We do lots of experiments and technology demonstrations up here on the International Space Station. Because we don't have the same effect of gravity that we have on the Earth, we keep the air at the same pressure and the oxygen at the same level. So as many things are the same, but the big difference between up here and down on Earth is that we're floating in microgravity. Over. Hey, Joel, thanks for the question. When we do experiments on the International Space Station, they're almost always repeated back on Earth as well. So we don't have the effect of gravity quite the same way that we do on Earth. So we do experiments up here and back on Earth and compare the results and see if the difference is partially or mostly caused by gravity. Over. Like all satellites and the Moon, things that are orbiting the Earth have a certain amount of speed. And we're going 17,500 miles an hour. And because of that speed, we're constantly falling just outside the grasp of the atmosphere. So as we go fast and fast around the outside of the Earth, we're constantly falling down towards the Earth, and that's what it means to be in orbit. Over. Thanks for the great question. It's pretty awesome to feel all the sunsets and see all the sunsets and sunrises. We don't get to see all of them because we only have a couple windows. But when we have the opportunity, it's really beautiful to watch. It's quite a great privilege. Over. Hi, Joshua. Up here on the ISS, they send up cargo vessels every few months, and on those cargo vessels have freeze-dried or food with all the water taken out of it. And we rehydrate the food, or we heat it up in the oven if it's just prepared, but safely, and so we can eat quite a variety of food up here. Over. Hi, Matt. It's hard to say that there's no air in space. There's just very, very, very little. Most of the air, most of the atmosphere on Earth is held on Earth by the gravity of Earth. So the gravity of Earth is holding all that air down, and it just gets less and less dense the further away from the surface of the Earth that you get. Actually, even up here at 250 miles above the surface of the Earth, we still feel a little bit of drag from the atmosphere. So every once in a while, we have to use our engines to boost us back up to the right orbit. Over. That's an insightful question. I appreciate it. Yeah, you definitely need oxygen to get that rocket fuel to burn. And so rockets will bring their own oxygen, usually in the form of really, really cold liquid oxygen that they keep on board to help to burn the actual fuel. Over. Well, we do a lot of work up here just to keep our laboratory humming and all the experiments going. But when we have some free time, we like to do flips and zoom down the different modules. We also have a little bit of access to the internet, so we can call home and talk to our families. Over. Training to go to space is a lot of fun. It's a whole different world that you have to adapt to and get used to, but it's a pretty neat experience. Over. That's an interesting question, and I appreciate it. Yeah, as we move around, the friction of the ground doesn't slow us down, and the friction of the air that we float through slows us down a little bit, but really not that much. And when we spacewalk and there's no air outside the station, there's no air to slow you down at all. So you just kind of got to get a sense of how hard you have to push off one handrail to arrive at the next. One of the most interesting things is when you're trying to pass something to somebody, we're all used to throwing a ball and, you know, the ball goes up and then it comes down. But in space, it just flies straight. So you have to get used to that kind of different physics without as much of effect of gravity. Over. Hi, Yusuf. Thanks for the question. We do have some internet. We can connect via the satellites, and so we have the ability to send emails home. We occasionally get to video chat and call back home as well. So we don't have a limited internet like you do on the ground, but we do have a pretty good connection up here. Over. I'm ready for your next question. When we get to look out the window, there's lots of amazing things to see. It's pretty impressive to be able to see the world pass underneath you, especially as we're going 17,500 miles an hour. It moves pretty quick. So seeing the different weather patterns and seeing the different geography and the mountains and the lakes, I don't know if I have one favorite, but just to be able to see the Earth from up here is a pretty incredible experience. Over. I think there's lots of paths that are different up here that you have to get used to. mostly being able to take things out of a bag and put them down on a table to sort them out, because every time you take something out of a bag, it just floats away on you, and you always have to have a plan to Velcro it or tape it down. And so if you're looking for something and you're kind of tearing apart a bag to find it, you have to be careful that you don't lose everything else in that bag too. Over. We do a lot of research up here to see how microgravity affects the human body. One of the most interesting things is that most of our body is made of water, of fluid. And so on Earth, a lot of that fluid is pulled down into your legs because of the force of gravity. But up here, gravity isn't working in quite the same way, so all of that fluid kind of shifts towards our head. And you can kind of see my face looks a little bit puffier than it normally would. And you can get a little congested up here because all of that fluid that's normally pulled down into your stomach and your legs kind of floats all the way up into your head. Over. Another interesting thing about being in space is that there's no normal airflow. So there's no wind. There's no hot air doesn't rise because it's less dense than cold air is because the gravity doesn't quite affect it the same way. So here on the ISS, it is loud because we have to have a lot of fans on. Keep the air moving so we don't get too much carbon dioxide in front of us. So we pay attention to the sound levels, but there's always equipment running and fans running all the time, so it never gets quiet up here.